Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. How are you doing today? It is May 1st, 2019. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me. Today, we are talking about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of May 1st to May 8th. And today is May Day. It is also Beltane, the celebration of fertility, abundance, and light. Beltane is connected to the earth's energy of abundance and what is sprouting, the fertility of the earth around us, and how there's increasing light at this time of the year. Beltane is also the midpoint between the equinox and the solstice. So 6 weeks since the equinox and 6 weeks until the solstice. And it's a time of energetic assessment around what you are manifesting, what you are developing, growing, and really experiencing in your own life. There tends to be more light this time of year, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's a time of increasing light because the solstice is the day of the most light. And we are increasing light every few minutes or so a day until we reach the solstice, which is the longest day. So there's a warmth, right? There's a sense of things warming and blooming and blossoming. And I hope that that energy is nourishing you wherever you are right now in your life, and that it's something that returns us to the wisdom of nature and the wisdom of the earth, and how for millions of years the earth has existed in these cycles. And when we are in tune with the cycles of earth, of nature, of Gaia, that is good for our energy too. It is a good process to trust and to tune into. So a beautiful start to May. For some reason, this is one of my favorite months of the year. It always has been. So let's see what it holds for us as we begin the fifth month of the year, which means we're almost to the halfway point of 2019, if you can believe it. So in today's show, we're going to touch upon the upcoming new moon on Saturday, May 4th. It is at 14 degrees of Taurus. We're also going to talk about where the planets are right now, of course, with Mercury and Aries moving fast, and we'll be squaring Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, and then trining Jupiter in Sagittarius. We also have Mars in Gemini, and he is now at 20 degrees of Gemini, so this is the third decan of Gemini. And this can be a very interesting energy of mental maturity, understanding what your mind has been showing you, what your mind has been teaching you. So I'm going to talk about that Mars energy, especially as Mars will be opposing Jupiter at 23 degrees of Sagittarius. And then I'm also going to spend some time in today's show talking about Venus. And Venus is in Aries right now, the beginning of the zodiac, right? The very first sign. And I'm going to talk to you about the higher consciousness of Venus and her sister. And I'm going to make this applicable to your chart. So this will be a story about Venus and her sister and what to know about yourself as well as this current energy cycle that we are beginning. So as I look here at the current energies, the sun is at 10 degrees of Taurus. The sun moves 1 degree a day, and it is entering then the second decan of Taurus. So between 10 and 19 degrees is the second decan, and it's a fixed sign. Taurus is where we stabilize. And so in the middle of the sign here, in the second decan, there's really a locking in energy. And I feel it as a truth around what makes you feel stable. Taurus is associated with how we love ourselves, and we have a sense of self-reliance, that you are here to create with your own energy, and that means it stems from your sense of self-worth and your personal value. In other words, how you believe you are loved, and how you believe that you are loved just for existing. And when you really hone in on that, when you lock that down, when you lock that in for yourself, it stabilizes you in a way that really opens up manifestation, abundance, the flows of love, and how energies can show up through so many different potentials. And this part of Taurus is asking you to really cement your self-worth and to allow that to exist as a foundation in yourself right now in your life, and that probably looks different than it did a year ago or a decade ago, and that this is a time to really focus on beauty, the beauty of life, how life can have pleasure, how life can be enjoyable, how there are many ways that we can enjoy this human experience and be connected to the planet, to ourselves, to our bodies, and just feel safe, stable, in control, solid. When you really practice this, you are strengthening Taurus energies. And you're trusting in yourself, you're trusting in your own worth, that you're worthy of receiving, that you're worthy of being seen, that you're worthy of being loved. It really goes into how we are receptive to life around us, because we understand that when you are solid in your self-definition of personal acceptance, and a sense that I'm loved for existing, I'm loved for simply being here, it's like opening up the French doors, like the French double doors, that just blow away anything else that could have been unconsciously limiting you. And this is a stabilizing energy that's asking you to look at your own beauty. Taurus is ruled by Venus, which is one of the reasons why we're going to focus on Venus in this show today. And Venus is how we relate to ourselves first. And that's part of the self-reliance of Taurus, is that it takes loving yourself. That energy that you create within yourself is where you then create other relationships, other ways that you establish the energy of those relationships. And you can look back on your life and see how when you had key life experiences, or there were times when you needed to change something, the people around you then changed because you changed your sense of worthiness, and you changed your self-respect, and you changed how you wanted to be acknowledged and seen in relationships. This Taurus energy asks us, again, to be solid in our, it's like this everlasting, timeless energy of love and the beauty that you are as an energetic being. Yes, there is physical beauty. There are different types of beauty in different cultures, in different belief systems, at different ages, in different decades of life. You know, the cultural norms, or even what it means to be beautiful. That's all been evolving and thankfully expanding, so that you see beauty in more ways than ever before. And I feel like what we can do is focus on nature, because Taurus is an earth sign, the very first earth sign that's about things first coming into form, into physical form, and how they exist in a way that has a simplicity to them. And so when you are at the park or you're outside, you're amongst the trees, one thing you can do is simply notice the different colors of trees, leaves, anything around you, and the beauty of it all, the palette of nature, if you will. And I remember when I was in college, I took a lot of art classes, and we would go outside and need to do some landscape painting. And so we would go out, a giant easel, all the paints, and be tasked with painting the landscape. And so at first you think, okay, sure, this is green, this is brown, this is yellow. But the more you look at trees, you understand the many layers of colors in a tree. Because some trees, their leaves are reddish. Some other trees have more, the leaves are grayish or brownish. There's the undertones and the tints. And you start to see, oh, actually these leaves have more yellow in them than I first realized. So there's this understanding of the palette of beauty that exists in all colors, in all tones, in all saturations. And when you simply look at that around you, it's a marvel, really, all the colors that exist in nature. But then you're honing in on how, I feel it's miraculous, that these colors exist in a way that remind us of what's beautiful. And then, of course, you can see that beauty in yourself as well and in other people, because what you focus on is what you enhance. So if your intention is to go to the park or go outside and to find beauty, you will see beauty everywhere, and it will look different every time you blink, because then you're honing in on different things that you didn't realize before, that didn't catch your eye. So we're really meant to focus on the beauty of life and the beauty of all the elements around us, not only through sight, but through touch, through smell, through what we hear. Taurus is also about music, the music that we sing, the music that we listen to, the music that makes us feel good. Taurus rules the throat, so it's also associated with singing. And it's about the senses of life and how life is a multi-sensory experience. And so you want the good food and you want to have the great drinks. You want to hone in on lovely textures or textiles, all Taurus. If you make this your intention, especially with the upcoming new moon, you will open up to more energetics of beauty all around you. Again, within yourself as well. And this is what we're meant to do. Because once you find the beauty in something, it can open up your heart. It can open up parts of you that are grateful. It can open up the abundance around us that we don't always tap into. So this is a visceral experience. This is a being in your life experience right now of really being aware of everything around you and how you can appreciate it. The sun is, of course, the biggest light. It amplifies, it brings warmth, and it's reminding us that we have everything we need and more than enough. And that's one of the gifts, too, of Taurus, associated with abundance, and also finances and money and how to make a secure life for yourself, that we have many opportunities to focus on that and to do that at this time. Now, I'm going to touch upon Mars in Gemini and then go back and look at the planets in Aries. So Mars is at 20 degrees of Gemini, and this is a Mars that has matured through the hamster wheel in his head. Because Gemini is an air sign. It's a thinker. It's a talker. It has so many ideas. Oh, we could do this. Oh, we could do that. All the possibilities. And that can exhaust you if you don't know how to focus. Now, Gemini focuses short term. It's short term projects, short term tasks. It's what you can get done in a day. And with Mars here, it can feel like we've been extra busy. We've had a lot to do, a lot to get, move through in a day. It can feel like a go, go, go. And it lacks that grounding. So we have the grounding with the Sun in Taurus, but this Mars is very busy. And this Mars, because Mars is about how you assert your energies, how you assert yourself, how you go for what you want, it can feel like there's two things that you want, or there's two directions, or there's two areas of life. And there can also be that sense of your human self and your spiritual self and how these work together. There's the energy of duality with Gemini. And so this Mars is now in the third decan, 20 to 29 degrees of Gemini, until May 16th, so two more weeks. And this is the Mars who thinks before he acts, whereas previously he might have acted and then made a mistake and had to do something twice. This is a Mars who says, wait, measure twice, cut once. Think this through, gather the details, ask the right questions, don't spout off nonsensical information or don't just take off on a whim. Breathe, and then act. So there's a maturity when a planet has moved into this third decan because they've probably learned the lessons or learned mistakes or learned what was exhausting or what didn't work. Now there can be a new intention brought to this Mars. And he's still busy. It's still an on-the-go Mars, but it's meant to be connected to the breath, because Gemini is an air sign, and to ensure that the thoughts and ideas that he's going after are worth his time and energy. And that's really important right now, because it is time to get things done. There's energy, there's movement, there's things coming together, perhaps quickly, and that's needed. So this is on time. But it's also knowing that there are still details that need to be double-checked before action can be taken. Mars is coming up to an opposition to Jupiter at 23 degrees of Sagittarius, and both Gemini and Sagittarius are travel signs. And Jupiter in Sagittarius is big travel, long distance, going further than you've been before, going to new territory, new places. Mars in Gemini is short distance travel. It's the weekend trips. It's the short flights. It's anything that's quick. So with this opposition, we have a lot of energy, of movement. And, of course, they're both mutable signs, which is not easy to pin down. Mutable signs are go, go, go. And so there could be this sense of, what do I choose? What do I go for? I want to do this, and I want to do this. This opposition begins on Sunday, May 5th, and goes into Tuesday, May 7th. Okay, so about 3 days. And you could feel it starting this weekend with the new moon of a lot you want to do, a lot you want to get done. And the opposition between the planets is always a push and a pull of this is what I need to do today. And then the Jupiter in Sagittarius is asking you to think bigger or long term or to go further. It's asking you to not be locked into your mind too much, which is Gemini, and it's asking you to trust and have faith that you don't have to always figure out the details, that you don't always have to know everything before it comes together. So this can also be an argument, Mars being the aggressor, and something about different belief systems, different expectations, different ideals of what you want to do or what somebody else expects you to do, different philosophies about how something could be done, and then needing to have a conversation about it. And Gemini is the conversationalist. Mars there can mean it can be intense or heated, but it's meant to find a solution. It's meant to talk it out. So this opposition, again, it has a lot of action to it. It can also bring up clarity in your choices. If you've been thinking of something, if you wanted to do it, if you contemplated it and thought about the what ifs, this could be where push comes to shove and you say, I'm going for it. Mars goes for it. Mars says, yes, let's do it. Let's book the travel. Let's get the plans. Let's, you know, figure out what we're going to do this summer. Let's look at what we have available. So there's action here. And again, this will start May 4th into May 7th. Let's take a look at Mercury. Because Mercury is in Aries, moving quickly, and is now at 20 degrees of Aries as I do this show. Mercury moves fast. Mercury will actually move into Taurus on Tuesday, May 7th, next week, May 7th. So it's only less than a week that Mercury is in Aries. But during this time, these first 4 days of May, Mercury is squaring Saturn at 20 degrees of Capricorn and then squaring Pluto at 23 degrees of Capricorn. Now, every time a planet is in a cardinal sign, cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, the cardinal signs start every season. They're the initiators. They have leadership abilities. They want something new to emerge. When the planets are in these cardinal signs, they're always going to be in conversation with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, who are restructuring our lives and our priorities, who are asking tough questions, who are requiring us to think long term, to be adults, to be mature. I've done shows on this energy, so for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that we've talked about this for a while. And they are also the energies that say no. No, you can't have that. No, you can't do that. Or no, it's not the right time. So Mercury in Aries is coming through and is making the squares to these two planets in Capricorn that say it's not the right time. And something needs to change. Saturn is about timing. Pluto is about transformation. And with Mercury moving fast in Aries, it's watch your tongue. Watch what you think. Watch what you say to yourself. Watch what you're initiating. If something is in starting off here, the beginning of May into the 3rd and 4th of May, it could change. It could need to be talked out. Capricorn are the people you answer to. It's father figures and CEOs. It's managers. It's your boss, man or woman, by the way. It's understanding that there's other people you report to, or who do you have to ask to get permission. This is a very independent Mercury who has to check in with an outside authority for more information, for more details, for specifics, for permission. And that can be upsetting to the Mercury in Aries independence of I just want to do this on my own, but it's a responsibility piece. So that's coming up here. And plans can change, ideas can change. and you might have to have some more conversations than you anticipated. But keep in mind that respect is important for both parties involved, and that this Mercury is also squaring the nodal axis. So it wants to move fast, and this is a slowdown. There's a slowdown here of the mind, of the words, of the ideas, and it's a looking at the commitments that really matter. So I feel like there's something that gets massaged and worked out and discussed. And then by the time Mercury gets 23 degrees of Aries, it trines Jupiter at 23 degrees of Sagittarius, which is the good news. And look, it came together, or look, it panned out, or guess what? There's something even better here. So there's good news that comes from any delays or conversations or things that need to be worked out. But you have to go through the Capricorn hurdles, if you will, and that will actually help in the long run of what transpires. So that's good to know, because Mercury is doing that this week. Venus is doing it next week. And on that note, we're going to talk about this Venus in Aries, because she is starting a new energy cycle here. Now, going back to April, March and April, Venus was in Pisces, ending, closing out, moving things along. She was traveling with Mercury and showing you new parts of the story, what you didn't understand at first, what you needed to get into or feel. Because in Pisces, it was the emotional body and the parts of ourselves that we tuck away or hide, either hide from ourselves or hide from others. And it was a release. It was an ending. And it could have been even more intense as Venus covered the territory that Chiron in Pisces covered over the past number of years. So Venus was closing out a cycle of something in her heart that she needed to let go of. And that could have been, again, very emotional. Well, now she's in Aries. And she's at 13 degrees of Aries as I do this show live. And what she's being asked, really being asked to do, is to step up into a higher level of consciousness around how she shares and relates to other people at this time in her life. And Aries is a sense of self that is being met for the first time. It's the new aspects of self that you are understanding about who you are. It is new energies. It's a beginning point. It's also asking you to remember that you are in control of your life. You are the boss of your life. And with Venus here, it's a strengthening of what true self-love feels like. That is, I feel it as the fire within. Aries is a fire sign. It's the fire within that initiates, that starts a cycle where it's a new energy, though. It's like a new download. It feels like something new that you've realized about who you are and what you need in the people that you relate to, but also within yourself. And so there's a birthing here in Aries where you're standing on your own, knowing that the most important relationships, the most important relationship is the one you have with yourself. And where's that at right now? And that's what Venus in Aries is about. But Aries can be too selfish or self-centered or impatient. This Venus in Aries isn't really about relating to people, isn't really about the interactions with others. She would just prefer to go it alone and do her own thing. And so one of the things that we can activate in ourselves, in our consciousness, is that because Venus is about relationships to others, sharing with other people, we can see that her gifts are in the giving and receiving. And that starts with how you do that for yourself. And so I think of it as Venus, she always has a sister in her opposite sign. And that is where her sister shows her the other side of the coin, what else she needs to be aware of in relationships, in relating and sharing, and how she keeps growing, how she keeps rising up into a new place of relational energies that don't shut her down or keep her stagnant. Like, I see this as a very wise Venus, right? A very, you know, evolved Venus who maybe has tried some things some way. She's had relationships that didn't pan out. She's had her heart broken. She's the Venus that's maybe tried to carry the relationship and carry someone too much. It's like she's kind of maybe sampled different things, and they never quite worked. So now she comes back to herself and says, what do I shift within myself? And then she raises up her consciousness to look up and say, wait a minute, I have a sister in Libra who helps me see the bigger picture. So in your natal chart, your natal Venus, whatever sign it's in, it's in Gemini, Pisces, Taurus, Scorpio, Capricorn, wherever it is, your Venus has a sister in the opposite sign where she lives. And this is her sister that shows her the expansiveness of her energies and the expansiveness of relationships, that it's an ongoing teacher. So with this Venus in Aries, her sister is Venus in Libra, who reminds her to have conversations. Libra is an air sign. To ask other people questions. To remember that you can work with other people. You don't have to do it all on your own. And to open up her heart to the Libra qualities of equal sharing and how it can be better at times to have someone that you work with instead of doing it all on your own. Now, this is an imaginary point in your chart. This is just my philosophy and my understanding of how Venus rises up in her consciousness. So if you were to look at your natal chart, and let's say you have Venus in Gemini, and if you look in your chart, maybe you have another planet in Sagittarius, but maybe not. And so you would be looking at, well, what does Sagittarius energy bring to the table that your Venus in Gemini needs to remember and needs to learn? Same is true if you have Venus in Capricorn, and what does the Venus in Cancer energy bring to the table that helps you see another side to the story, another side to relationships, and so on and so on. So when you know this opposite energy to your Venus, Venus, she expands her consciousness, she expands her energy, she expands her heart. She expands understanding what matters to her and steps away from any over-personalizing or any ways that she's been shut down or shut off or even kept an aspect of her energy small. So I think of it as Venus and her sister, because that is so kind and loving, and it gives Venus the support that she is about sisterhood. She is about women that she can trust and the friendships that she develops and builds. And she's the part of us that wants to share with people, that wants to have good quality relationships in all areas of life. But when you understand the other side of the energy in yourself, you step away from anything that was limiting you in your relationship energies and perceptions. So I feel this is important right now because of how the sun is in Taurus, and Taurus is ruled by Venus. Uranus is in Taurus, Taurus ruled by Venus. So Venus is currently ruling both the sun and Uranus. And Venus in Aries is starting a new cycle, a new cycle. And this is where there can be a new initiation of relationship energies in your life and in your world, because you have now planted the seeds in your consciousness around relationship energies. So spend some time learning from Venus's sister in your chart, where it has probably some things you didn't consider. And that could just simply be, again, if you have Venus in Gemini, then you would read up about Venus in Sagittarius. Now, something to keep in mind about this opposite point is that it requires you to do something that will probably feel uncomfortable. It will require you to just be aware of the other ways of relating and developing relationships or other types of relationship needs. And it could be something that maybe it changes your own relationship patterns, but it's just something to have in your consciousness to be aware of. Because getting back to this Venus in Aries, because she's very motivated and a go-getter and a leader, she doesn't always talk about things. But when she connects to the Libra energies of conversation, talking it out, asking questions, problem solving together, you know, it benefits her. And then she can take better actions. And then vice versa. If your Venus is in Libra, you can think, well, I always want to maintain the peace. You know, you have very grace and perhaps a savviness, and there's certain things that you really enjoy in relationships, but you could be in a relationship that doesn't understand all of you, or you could be afraid to assert yourself. Well, the Venus in Aries will help you strengthen that you are an individual, make sure you know what you need and what you want, to tap into more of those self-assertion energies that perhaps you've been unaware of or just need support in developing. So every planet and every planet can learn from its opposite energy, its opposite sign. But I feel like for Venus, it's really important right now to look at your natal Venus and connecting her to a bigger energy system where she feels supported, loved, solid, clear. And it's interesting because I also see how this blooms, like the energy blooms, you know, with flowers blooming and the earth blooming and fertility and the energies of May and Beltane and things that are coming up to be seen. This is a part of yourself that you're meant to see and know and support. And it's by expanding our consciousness around these energies that we do so. And we have a new understanding of ourselves, but also what we didn't know we were missing or what we didn't realize we also could benefit from. So May feels quite dynamic and solid. This upcoming new moon in Taurus at 14 degrees has a lot of strengthening clear energy. And I have a separate video for you on YouTube that is about this Taurus new moon on May 4th. So please check that out because I go into the chart and the specifics of this new moon. But there's a lot here about the growth that you're ready for, the commitments you're ready to make. The new moon trines Saturn in Capricorn, and it sextiles Neptune in Pisces. It has that support of what you're ready to do to make things progress, to make things happen, the commitments you're ready to make to yourself. And there's also the intention of abundance here that is strong. So I feel like this is a really nourishing new moon. And know this weekend what your intentions are and what you're ready to put more diligent energy towards. Because it's in the earth signs, it's about physical form. It's about what we're creating and making and developing in our lives, in our physical realities. The sun, moon, Uranus, Saturn, and Pluto will all be in earth signs. So five planets in earth signs. And there's a grounding here of also what you're ready to clear out, pull the weeds of the garden, clear it out, and have the fresh soil, right? The fresh soil for what's next and what's important in your life. You'll want to find the house where 14 degrees of Taurus is. That's the area of life that this new moon is asking you to be clear on your intentions, the house placement. And then we'll have our Scorpio full moon May 18th and 19th. And I'll have a video for you live on that very soon. I just feel like there's a new buzziness in May that helps you solidify what's real, what matters, where you're meant to focus and develop and grow and to not maybe feel as scattered. Perhaps even the sense that, okay, I'm going to do this right now. As May gets started, I focus on this, get this to the finish line, and then look at what's next. So that could be a great way to start off this month. And it feels like a lovely month because there's things that are moving along and moving us forward into this new realm of experience, this new realm of self-understanding. And we have big energies coming up in July. So a lot going on as always, but we are in control of our reality and of our experiences. We are in control of our minds and where we put our energies. We're in control of what we focus on. And when you honor that in yourself, when you really feel that power, it connects you to creating anything you dream of. And so I hope that this reminds you of that, reminds you of your choices. Again, reminds you to go outside and notice the beauty in nature's palette and notice the colors and notice the wonders of the world and to notice how there's things here that are very simple and amazing. you know, simple and miraculous at the same time. You just look at a leaf and all the elements that make up the lines and the textures that make up a leaf. It's that kind of energy that we can focus on that puts us in a state of wonder. That puts us in a state of wonder. And that right there, I feel, is very calming. And that's also part of what we can choose, is how to just be in that place of wonder, of calm, and allow that to be enough. There's a song lyric by Paul Simon, which is, "These are the days of miracle and wonder." And yes, there's much more than that going on, but when we can find these miracles, then we're tapping into that energy. So I wish you a beautiful week ahead. If you are interested in the Monday show, and that topic was working for a new dream and how we are supported in really assessing what we've built, what we've committed to, and where we want to go next. And then on Monday, I'm going to talk to you about the upcoming July eclipses, because they are significant, and I think it could be beneficial to know what these energies are. As always, thank you for joining me, and if you are a healer, a spiritual expert, an author, a guide, if you know your mission work and what you're here to do in the world, please check out mollymccord.online. That is my business development website, where I have videos and resources for you to grow and develop your online presence. And I'll be offering more classes, hint, hint, this summer. I have some awesome things in the works, but I can't talk about it yet. So that's coming. If you're looking to get your work out into the world, I want to help you, because I have so much information and so much I can share. And then I also have my Conscious Cool Chic website, which has the 12 books, spiritual teachings, consciousness topics. If any of that might be of assistance to you right now, I just throw that out there for you to check out as well. So have a beautiful weekend. Have a wonderful Taurus new moon. And believe me, this is a powerful time, and I'm grateful that we're sharing this journey together at this time. So I'll see you back here on Monday. And until then, enjoy every day. Bye-bye.